Great shirt, right, to wear with the video thing. What a dummy. What a dumbass, Henry. It's going to blow everybody's fucking brain. I'm going to give somebody an epileptic fit tonight wearing this fucking thing. This is my F is for family jacket. Motherfucker's going to get too hot to wear, though, man. Hypodermic needle for turn the music down. Welcome to the pre-show. And I got the heater on in here for Brea. Those of you who don't know, I got a diabetic geriatric cat that lives here in the studio. She's off in her closet tonight. When she's in the closet, that means she's had enough of the world. Fucking hot in here, man. Hold on. So, I wonder if I had to gate this motherfucker tonight. Testing one, two. Wait. Testing one. Yeah, there. That's, all we do is a one. God damn, that's just fucking cranking it over, man. There's nothing. There's no buck. There's no background noise at all when you do that. I guess we just have to live with the noise. Fuck it. It's a noisy room. So this is hypodermic. I hope you don't have a thing about needles. I guess maybe a lot of people do. I used to have a thing about needles. I didn't have enough of them. I did. I had a fear of needles when I was a kid. But then I became an adult. I'm kidding. I know a lot of people have a very understandable fear of needles. I get it about phobias, believe me. I got a few myself. But this is what I use to inject Brea. Now look at this, man. We're going to have to do something here about this audio situation because this is not right. What's up with this fucking audio tonight? 1, 2, 3, 4. Huh? Why are we all of a sudden working at half... Shit. Working at half shit. I think I hear the TriCaster about ready to fly off its rails again. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hello, Phil Henry here. And, okay, well, that's not bad. Just got to work the mic close, Phil. So, you'd think by now I'd know how to work a fucking microphone, right? But no! Because I want to be in character and I don't want to have to, you know, be too, like, conscious of the strings of the puppet, you know. Now, we all know that large people, let's say fat people doing calisthenics, we all know that that's funny. And I say that having been a 300-pound fat fuck. I didn't say you guys were fat fucks. This is a fat fuck here. But then you look at them. They're showing some people that are overweight doing these home video calisthenics. And then they show them after they've lost, like, you know, 50 pounds. And they don't look too bad. You got to have balls, man, to send a video in of yourself at 300 pounds doing calisthenics, you know, on TV calisthenics. Anyway, I'm a little bit concerned here. I think I'm going to pop that up one. I think that's what happened. I think I just popped the audio down a little bit. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So anyway, I went and got new needles for Brea on Saturday from the great people at Horizon Veterinary Specialists, and... It's a new fucking needle. It's not as long as the old needle. It's the same. I believe it's the same. It better be the same goddamn metric measurements. Otherwise, I'm not going to be giving my cat enough insulin. But, and it is. But the needle's really short. Okay, so I don't know, man. I'm just, like, you know, just going day by day there with old Brea girl. What's going on with her, man? Day by day. To see thee more clearly. Be there more clearly. Be here more clear. I was just reading a thing about Jesus freaks, because I was in high school, just out of high school, when the Jesus freak movement started, which informed many, many, I would say, sects, not sects, but many, many avenues of Christianity today. A lot of modern, the uses of the guitar, for instance, and drums, and the more informal kinds of Christian preachers that you see. Like David Koresh. I'm kidding. I'm fucking around. Don't. Come on. No, but, you know. I remember this guy trying to convert me. I think I was about 18 or 19. I was up on Colorado Boulevard, and it was New Year's Eve. And that's what we used to do on New Year's Eve. We'd go to Colorado Boulevard where the Rose Parade is going to be the next morning and party. I mean, and by party, I mean, you just walked down the street and you saw girls and you went, you know, laughed and you know, made noises and talked to them if they talked to you and drink your little bit of contraband beer or wine or whatever you had and smoke whatever you could find. And for some reason, I wound up sitting on the grass in front of this big church, very famous church, on across the street from Pasadena City College. So maybe it wasn't a church. Maybe it was just a place with grass. And this cat, who might have been my age, maybe a year or two older than me, really trying to talk me into believing Jesus. And I just frustrated the shit out of this poor guy. And I began to feel sorry for him, because at one point, He buried his head in his hands. It's like this was like his big project for the night, getting me to, you know. And I have to say, at that age, I don't know what kind of an asshole I was. I mean, but I do know that I was just messing. I wasn't messing with him, but I was probably hostile or sounded hostile. And he was really being patient. I remember him being really patient. And I just said to him, you know, I'm not, you know, this, it isn't going to happen, man. It's not going to, I don't believe in Jesus that way. I mean, I don't, he goes, well, but you were raised Christian. I go, yeah, but if you call that being raised, you know, speaking of that, I had lunch today with my best friend, Don Olander. He and I were out at Brent's in Westlake Village, and we were dividing up our LA football club tickets. Yes, it's come to that. Both Don and I, now in our dotage years, whatever the fuck you call this, our golden years, we're now watching soccer, and we've got season tickets for the LA Football Club, which plays out at the Bank of America Stadium off of the Harbor Freeway. It was where the old sports arena used to be. And I got, we divide them up. I got like eight tickets. I got eight games. He's got eight games. And then we've got a few other games and tickets that we're going to kind of toss. We got four seats. So he and I were talking about growing up, and he had a tough time. And it's not my place to tell you the specifics of how tough his life was as a kid, but his family was challenged, you know. And mine was, too. And I only recently, within the last 4 or 5 years, really came to grips with how truly fucked up things were in my childhood home. And we were talking about it. And also we were talking about our opinions of our fathers. You know, because neither one of us, when we were kids, we thought our dads were big heroes. As we got older and we recognized what our fathers had done, which is basically abandon their families, we changed our opinions radically. And you get to a point in your life, if you're conscious and you're a son and your father's still alive and you're a man, that you confront him. I'm not saying in any violent fashion. It doesn't even have to be confrontational, but, you know, in the sense of there being a lot of static and ill will. But you do, you at least want to, and you should tell him how he failed. Because if you're full of shit, you're not right, then he can handle it, and he can probably engage you on that. If you're right, then he needs to hear it, and then it's up to him whether he's you know man enough to hear it. Boy, I'll tell you what though, the sooner you get real with how shit was when you were a kid, and quit making excuses for your folks. I'm not saying that everybody's parents is fucked up. I'm not saying that at all. But you know, if you know that you had a tough time when you're growing up, and you're giving your parents a pass on all that shit. I would suggest that you at least take another run at that. You know, I don't know what you find. Maybe you're right. You know, but in my case, but the cool thing is, and this is really the best part, I got to a point where I understood them as flawed people. You know, I don't hate my folks. And there was a period there where I did, and I don't anymore. And in fact, I understand because they came from shit themselves. And so we were talking about this at lunch, and we just came to the conclusion that you know what, life is tough, man. It's just fucking tough. It's more difficult for some people than others, maybe, but it's all relative too. They tell you never compare yourself to others. When you're going to compare, do it in a linear fact. Compare yourself to yourself. Where were you yesterday? Where are you going to be tomorrow? Where were you 10 years ago? Where are you now? That's the best comparison to make. And always remember that it's your fucking journey, man. You're not on anybody else's goddamn life track. It's yours. And it's tough. If it was tough, it's tough. You know, I don't give a shit if it wasn't as tough as somebody else's or if it was more tough than somebody else. It was tough for you. So that's the thing that we just said, you know. Now, you know, that's his folks and my folks, and that's the place we got to with them. I'm sure that there are people who've had parental units that were far fucking worse, and it's easy for me to say, well, you know, but you know, you finally come to a place of forgiveness. I don't fucking know. And then there's people whose parents were way, way better. Yeah, I look at, like I say, my best friend, Don, he's a hell of a father. He's got two kids that absolutely worship the fucking ground he walks on. And they're adults in their 20s. One of them almost 30. Joe, he thinks the world of his dad. And I'm really proud of him for that. I'm glad I know at least one guy. I'm sure there's plenty of guys that I know who are good fathers, but I'm glad he's my best friend. And I'm glad to know that he, you know, he's a fucking stand-up guy that way with his kids. Why does it smell like fucking old cat food in this joint, man? What is there a plate of cat food that I'm not finding here that's been like rotting and moldering? This happens occasionally, you know. Every now and again, like, smells like dead, you know, like rotten meat, you know. And I, what the fuck is, you know, and I'll find a plate that I forgot was there. Or what happened a couple of months ago. Did I write that note? I don't write that note down. You know the guy that I got to really.
Yeah, Phil, listen, all I'm telling you is. Yeah, Phil, what I'm saying is this. What I want you to say, what I want you to know, the things I need for you to know about me. Everybody, you know, Phil, the things I want you to know about me. Jesus, he's often said, time and again, you've got to know all those people. You're going out to, what is it?
To watch soccer.
Soccer? Holy Christ. Phil, I don't understand. I don't presume. Phil, look, I don't pretend to understand what you're going through. I don't pretend to understand that the watching football, soccer, you got that soccer, right?
World football.
Wolf, what is that, Wolf? No, world football. Oh, world football.
Yeah.
All right. I don't pretend to understand that. And yet, I'll let you do that.
Yeah.
No, Bob, please understand. It's not for me to tell a man. But I'm listening. I'm watching this with my wife.
I did not mean to offend your wife.
No, I know you didn't mean to offend my wife, but I'm watching it. And I'm looking at you. You're on the TV. And you're going, oh, yeah. You know, all that stuff. I remember when I was like you. I used to be that way.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
I have a recording. Here's a.
Funny how we all have these recordings.
Yeah, funny. Anyway, here's me watching one of these nudie cuties.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
That's all I had. That's all that I've been allowed.
Yeah, that was you. That was me before I became.
And Clara kept that to remind him what a douchebag he used to be. I want to put this on here. Let me go over here to Day by Day. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what, man? I didn't even go and look and see if we're even on the goddamn feed. I usually check to make sure that our feed is posted. Hope and praying, man. Don't. Yeah, BSP stream. Okay. Now, what I want to do is go over to the Saturday Cinema, and I want to record some of Bob Green, you know, going, oh, yeah. I don't know if it's going to be any good, though. Saturday Cinema, there it is. Diary of a Nudist. Diary of the Nudist. There you go. Let's see. The fuck is fucker?
Jesus. Our members.
This movie was.
What are some tasty look? Oh, they got a kid there. God damn it.
Yeah.
That's how they. Oh, I know that's how they make it okay. Check the pair on that, will you?
What the fuck? Listen.
Watch it. Sorry. That redhead, I look at that pair.
What the fuck?
Wow.
This is nuts. See, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. They got a kid.
This is where it's sick. This is how they make it, so they can show this garbage in a movie theater.
They do. They make it like it's a documentary on nudism.
I want you to meet Stacy. Hi. Well, I'm going to show her around the camp. I'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Whatever, man.
Well, those two guys are real drips, aren't they? Oh, who knows? I think they're real nude. Look at that. Ah, there's that blonde. God damn. Yeah, I want that.
I want that.
I'll pay for that.
That's Helen.
I bet you would. So what? Judgmental. Yeah. Oh, that's a dude. John. God damn it. Oh, you're going all yeah. Check. That's his. She's married.
Fifth anniversary.
Check the pair on that, will you? Fifth wedding anniversary, my ass.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
That fucking, I don't know why that kills me. I think Pastor Renick sees himself in Bob Green, maybe. Look at this dork. Oh, man.
I think they're real nude. Look at that. Ah, oh, there's that blonde. God damn. Yeah, I want that. Yeah. I'll pay for that.
That's Helen.
I bet you would. So what? Judgmental. Yeah. Oh, that's a dude.
John.
God damn it.
Wife
Helen. Going all yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to pause it there. I think I'm like I said, like I've said a million times, I think I'm figuring this TriCaster out, this new TriCaster.
You know, Bob, I used to be like you. Bob, I want to tell you, I used to be like you. I used to do things.
You did?
Yeah, I used to watch all that. Is that right, Claire? Claire, my wife, Claire.
In the past, you did.
I did. I watched all that filth, and I watched all that terrible, terrible stuff, you know. I got to tell you, Phil, I don't like you showing this shit that you show. I used to do that, and every day, I got to clear the pastor's voice out. I've not done his voice in a long time. I used to watch that stuff. I used to look at that stuff, and I used to go, yeah. And man, I tell you.
Wait a minute, man. Come on now. That's the fucked up thing about the Diary of a Nudist. And I don't know. I don't even want to show that again because they would draw. They'd have the kid in there. You know that movie was made for sexual prurient reasons. But they show the kid, and they also showed like a guy. You know, like the big daddy at the very beginning. He's like the dude that runs it. They show that shit they show that to make it acceptable to show in movie theaters. Because back then it was illegal to show, quote unquote, porn unless there was something socially redeeming about. Now you can just goddamn show any fucking shit. Well, you can get it at home, so it doesn't matter. I guess showing it publicly, I'm not sure what the law states. But it had to be educational, that was it. Not necessarily socially redeemed. Educational, so they would show, they'd have these scenes that were gratuitous in their attempt to make it seem legitimate, like it's a documentary. You know? And so they would have like scenes like that, which bugs me. We stopped and we had I found a movie that we showed on Saturday Cinema one day. I had not reviewed it. I just went ahead and showed it cold, and we stopped the movie right in the middle and said, well, fuck it, you know, we did as much as we did, and we sort of disclaimed it, and we ended the movie, but it showed, it was a hillbilly thing. It had to do with fucking hillbillies in the 30s and moonshining, but it showed underage nudity in the name of their fucked up, what they consider to be their fucked up. How you doing, Brad? Hi, honey. Look at this, honey. In the name of educational, and it was supposedly about how fucked up the mores of the hillbillies were, you know, that they're literally, they in this movie in the 30s, it's like, well, look at them, they're banging their sisters and their daughters and their cousins and all this shit, you know. I just gave Bray a can of renal support cat food. Oh, man, that stuff, it smells like shit. And she goes, she eats that shit like it's sirloin. All right, hold on, man, I gotta find a one. Be right back, let me just get rid of this can because it's gonna stink the studio up. Now, we got Pastor Renick.
Yeah, Pastor Renick.
Yeah.
Bob, I know, we have not met, Bob. I don't think we have.
No, we haven't, Pastor.
I've got to tell you that I was watching this Saturday Cinema film. Said, would you watch Saturday Cinema? Because there's some questionable. And he said, I saw this man. Yeah.
Got to get this.
Saturday Cinema. You know Saturday Cinema, right?
Yeah, I was the host.
Oh, you were the host. And he said to me, would you watch this? I said, okay. So I'm watching this. And I see you on there, and you're making all these guttural sounds. You're oohing and aahing. You know, you're going, ah, yeah. Now, Clara did something when she first met me. I invited her over to my apartment, and I, like an animal, like a pig, I put on one of these X-rated movies.
This is before the pastor had seen
the light, you know.
You invited a young lady to your home.
You know, you can judge me later, Bob. But that, and you recorded it.
I put a tape recording on him as he was watching this. Here is just the only part that survives.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Whatever, man. Sound effects. What are we doing? What are we doing? Yeah. I'm going to say one thing, and you can take whatever you want from it. The world of women continues to befuddle me. At my age, I can't get my shit together for love or fucking money. Now,
I got a hold of a Chris Norton.
And here he is.
Yeah.
Let me do that. Cow over the phone. What the fuck is it? Good thing we have a cow on the phone. That's going to work. Bob's driving along getting pissed off at talk radio. Now, it's Bob Green. Then we got Bobby Dooley.
Hi, Phil. Steve's working out, getting ready for the peak. You know, his torch dance that he does at the Spectaculars.
I do the torch dance at all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you dance around the pool?
Yeah, I do.
And because he has such very cold weather, you know, I like the talking head. I like the talking cartoon head that you do of me.
You can come up here, Brad. Every generation has its exercise dude chick, you know. Debbie Winston, you know. Hi, if you always wanted to have a dick that was 10 feet long, well, you know, I mean, some promise. Debbie Winston. Hi, I'm Debbie Winston. You can have the butt you want, the thighs you want. I should bring back, like, hi, Phil, it's Colleen Kristen Brewster. Well, you know what? You want to know something? You can have the butt you want, the thighs you want. You can have the stomach you want. You can do it. You really can. Colleen, this is Margaret. Hi, Margaret.
This is Colleen. Hi, Phil. It's been so long since I've been talking to you guys.
I hear you're into a new exercise thing. Yeah, what are you? You, an exercise guru.
Well, I've got a series of DVDs that are out right now. And it's Colleen Kristen Brewer's You Can Have the Ass You Want. Have the body you want, when you want it, how you want it.
Well, it must take a long time.
No, it does not take a long time. It only takes you can have the ass you want.
And the joke is?
Whatever her name is.
Okay, test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 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 Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hello? Hello? Hi, Phil Hendry here.